You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Victoria Sosa on the line, and she's the marketing director at the Cambridge at Briar Creek, located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Victoria, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back.
Oh, you're right. I should say welcome back to the show. For the viewers that didn't catch the first episode, Victoria's been on the show before, and she is the expert in senior living and really reinventing and rethinking what that looks like. That beautiful background that you have in behind you, by the way, Victoria, that's one of your properties. Am I right?
Yeah, that's actually one of our outdoor areas at the courtyard at the Cambridge. So I like to showcase it and just kind of give people a little preview of what we offer.
Oh, that's awesome. Way nicer background than mine. So I'm in and excited to get into today's topic. So we'll talk about optimal living and really how the Cambridge at Briar Creek is redefining that. But before we do, we'll get into our Mission Matters Minute and start our episodes the way that we start them all. So, Victoria, we at Mission Matters amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Victoria, what mission matters to you?
I would say the mission that matters to me most, and for the Cambridge, speaking for them on behalf of them as well, is really empowering residents, our seniors, and even the community, their families, to become stronger, enjoying this part of their life, living life to the fullest and in the most optimal way, not being just normal, but also trying to make sure that we're being proactive with our wellness and health, because at the end of the day, your health is your wealth.
Yeah, it's great. Love bringing on mission-based individuals to share why they do what they do and really the passion for their work, and also to give us some tips along the way. So great having you back on. And for those viewers that didn't catch the first episode, I'd like to start maybe a little bit further back. Like, how did you get started on this path to really working at, you know, the Cambridge at Briar Creek, and also just senior living? Like, how did you get involved?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to get into senior living about a decade ago. I had studied speech pathology in school and really wanted to always help people in some form or fashion, and found that even after graduating, I was also skilled in the communication of marketing. So I was able to take some of that property management experience and the healthcare side, and it was a kind of a combination of both. So I really enjoyed helping those that were kind of forgotten, and seniors a lot of time are overlooked. And so I really wanted to make a difference, and saw how senior living was often stigmatized, and wanted to kind of break that stigma and show what retirement could actually be like, and make it really showing what it is now today. It's not a nursing home or old folks home. It's more like a resort that I wish I could live at right now.
Yeah, you and me both. I know some of the amenities and things that you've mentioned in the past, which we'll get into that, of course. But I think before we do, like, can you tell me this concept of optimal living? Like, where does this come from? And this idea of really kind of rebranding the thought process around what senior living could be and what it is.
Absolutely. And there's definitely been a shift now towards where this kind of holistic and a wellness approach. But our founder and CEO, Kendall Oliver, he's been in the senior living business for over 30 years. Wow. And I would say a little over 10 years ago, he saw this vision of what kind of senior living was going to go and what he thought it should be. And a place that we would want to retire to. Yeah. And it was not, you know, ending up in a wheelchair or ending up in a, you know, a bed and just sitting and kind of fading away. Mm-hmm. It was more so I've worked my entire life. This should be the prime of my life where I'm able to go and travel or learn and try new things and have, you know, the services that I've worked, you know, my whole life for, where I don't have to worry about cooking and cleaning, or I have social events. And I mean, honestly, it's just reframing what people really desired and wanted that long ago wasn't an option. You either had to buy into a community to even get access to that. And there really wasn't a lot of senior models around. And then he saw also along the way, this kind of proactive wellness approach. And our society is very much reactive care. You know, you have an issue or, you know, a disease, and then it's like, here's a pill for that. And they're not actually getting to the root causes of it and kind of preventative care. And that's where Optimal Living came about, and having the on-site primary care, having a rehab provider, which we have with Wake Med Hospital locally, and having, you know, the gym and wellness being an exercise physiologist. It's not an activity director just doing a seated, you know, chair exercise. It's a truly customized wellness program where you're having a healthcare team right there for you.
Mm. And I want to go a little bit further into that part, and maybe even add in some of the technology component of this, because having that wellness team and everything else, when I think about what it looks like, I mean, I think it has the ability to enhance not only quality of living but also lengthen life, because when you're really involved in a community and you're paying attention to your health in this manner and focused on it, like, you kind of get what you put back into it, right? So, like, tell me a little bit more about like some of how all of that works.
Again, our founder and CEO Kendall actually saw that having a mobile app and utilizing wearables like Apple Watches or Garmin watches, Fitbits, whatever it may be, to actually track, you know, what are our residents doing? How are they sleeping? How is their resting heart rate? How often are they working out? Have they all of a sudden stopped? And then having that, again, healthcare team on site, where you're able to kind of see this data in live time, over time, to come up with these customized wellness plans, because it's not just one aspect of healthcare or wellness. They have to all cohesively work together. And then utilizing technology as a tool versus making it intimidating, we're trying to now educate people on what they are, how to use it. And there's also now more options of simplified wearables and technology. We also have these integrations as well of Alexa, Amazon Alexa integration. So we have these community apps through a third party, Touchtown. So also that families can see, oh, what activities are going on?
Wow.
Or if I'm a resident, I can ask, well, what are the specials in the restaurant today? Or send reminders. So it's using, again, technology as a tool to not just enhance your wellness and well-being, but also your enrichment, your happiness, and connection to family and friends. I mean, what else could you ask for? We got the whole package.
Okay, so people are watching this and they're like, okay, I never heard, like, this doesn't sound like a quote-unquote senior living community. You're talking about wearables, technology, tracking data, like all these things. Like, this is like next level in my opinion.
A lot of people say we are setting the bar high and definitely being innovative and visionary, maybe 5-10 years ahead of the game, but this is where senior living is going. And I saw a statistic that there's 45 million, you know, seniors and people retiring now, and that's expected to actually double in the next 20 to 30 years. So it's not going to go away. We've got the boomer generation, and that's what they're wanting. They don't want to decline slowly. They want to enjoy this part of their life. So how can we speak to that? How can we stay with the times? And that's what people are really wanting, and we're listening.
Tell me about the education component of this and kind of the continuing education part of all of this.
Yeah. So even with having our experienced team on site, if if I'm new to a gym, I mean, gyms didn't become really popular, I would say, till maybe the 80s.
Yeah.
So a lot of our residents are not familiar with how to use the equipment, what classes are beneficial. We also have an indoor pool. So we talk about if you're not a swimmer, you may use it for therapy, for physical therapy, and how that could benefit you mobility wise. So we're actually going in and being, again, with that proactive, we're learning about their medical history. What have you done in the past for exercise, if any? What things do you enjoy? And maybe we approach it and customize this program to each individual resident, because not everyone's the same and everyone wants options. So we then do a very informative education on what equipment may work for them. We also use the doctor who's on site and have their clinical medical experience and having wake meds, their physical therapist, also giving input because they don't want to get injured. They want to make sure that they're not going to end up hurting themselves. And then we don't want to make it intimidating.
Yeah.
So it's the accountability too, where we're following up like, hey, you know, Gene, I haven't seen you down in a while. You know, we have a great class that we really think you'd like, or having a friend that we know that's their friend and telling them, hey, they're coming. It's more of a social aspect.
Yeah.
So that all together, if you're educating, which they want, then they're more willing to come. And if all I have to do is walk downstairs to go to the gym, what's my excuse?
I love it. It's great. And you got me sold. I'm like, oh, yeah. I got to go to gym today still.
After I know. This, it's like, what's my excuse? They're 80 and I should be working out. Like
Friday afternoon, I'm not missing my session. Fine. Okay. You got me, Victoria. So, when we think about optimal living, reinventing what senior care looks like and what senior living looks like, I should say, this is like night and day compared to maybe how this was at one point branded and one point looked at. Because the way I recall it, at least in my network, being branded was, you know, well, we want to keep mom or dad in the house as long as they can be, or as long as they. Now, though, if you think about one versus the other, it's like maybe mom or dad are in that big old house alone. And maybe that, you know, the kids are gone, everything, obviously we're talking, and maybe they're alone there and they're still doing all the cleaning, all these other things. And they're, you know, the idea of being tied there because of, you know, for whatever reason, that versus a thriving community that's focused on health in a fun way where you can make friends that are, you know, that maybe have similar interests, things like that. I mean, one choice versus the other. I mean, just thinking about like one versus the other, I'm like, man, like who wouldn't choose the resort living, right?
Yeah, but it's the fear of the unknown and they don't know what you don't know. And that's why I'm trying to educate people that, yeah, we're not taking away your independence. If anything, we're empowering you so you're not dependent on a friend or a child to go to the store or do things. You now don't have to feel like your child or spouse is a caregiver. Because you don't have to depend on them. You have the staff here, so you can use us. And so in a way, it actually enhances their life. It doesn't take away from it. And a lot of times it takes them just coming in the door, even doing a trial stay. I said it's a test drive of your lifestyle, basically, because it is a different lifestyle. And that's scary. Change is scary. So I offer that and almost every single time it works, because then they stayed a few nights. They're like, wow, I didn't know what I've been missing out on. I wish I would have done this sooner is what I hear all the time. And then the adult children are like, can I move in now? I'm not even joking.
I get it. So, you know, obviously your property is located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. This show's nationwide. So maybe some people aren't going to move to North Carolina. So I do have a general question for you, just because you've been in this business for a long time now, and you've seen a lot of different models, different properties. What are some things that just in general that people, maybe the family members and those considering moving into a senior living situation, should consider before they kind of take that step? Like, what are some of the things they should be thinking about?
Absolutely. And I actually did a whole webinar on the different types of models. And, you know, North Carolina, especially Raleigh, is really popular right now for people moving from all over the country, just with jobs, the healthcare, technology companies. The universities. I mean, it's a wonderful place. I'm from North Carolina, so I'm a little biased. But I would say certain things to consider is, number one, your time frame. A lot of people, unfortunately, wait until there's a crisis before they consider moving. And the problem with that is if you wait too long when you have only healthcare needs, you're not in the driver's seat anymore. You're really dependent on communities that even have availability, number one, because that demand, like I said, is a real thing. It's growing. Some communities have wait lists 10 to 12 years long. Wow. 5 to 6 years long. So if you're not proactive in planning because you don't want to think about it, you're going to be left behind and really limited on what you can choose. Mm-hmm. And to really take advantage of a lot of communities, including ours, you have to come in fairly independent and healthy so you can take advantage of, you know, the wellness classes, the fitness classes, the social events like live music and pottery and going to the art museum, going to a show, being able to go and choose which dining venue. Do you want to go to the restaurant? Do you want to go to the pub? You have so many options, going to the art studio, lecture hall. I mean, there's continuing education series, seminars. You won't be able to take advantage of that. And then you're going to be in a medical model, a very institutional model, which is what everyone feared in the first place. Yeah. And so that's one of the main things. And also shop around. There's lots of different options. You need to find what speaks to you. And certain, you know, communities have a different feel or energy that might speak to you more than another. So shop around and don't rush. Go back, go with your family. Check it out. Do a trial stay. A lot of places offer that. You can stay overnight and really get a feel, try out the food, try out the different activities, but don't just avoid it. That's the number one thing that I see is people wait too long.
Yeah, I get it. And what you described is what many people may have thought prior to watching this interview. But yeah, like if you do it sooner, if you think about it sooner, if you start exploring, do those trial stays, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. you might find that you're like, hey, I'm in. a lot of people say, why didn't I do this sooner, right?
100%. And the adult children are like, can I move in now? How old do you have to be to live in here? If I could tell you how many times I heard that. I mean, it is the truth. And it's honestly, it's exciting for the younger generation coming up because they are a lot of times are helping their parents, you know, find a community. They're part of that process. So they're actually more educated on it. Mm-hmm. And so we're also thinking about, well, when are they going to also retire?
Yeah.
So what are they going to want? And we're already offering that technology piece, the proactive wellness, you know, the resort all-inclusive amenities that they're looking for. So we're already looking ahead in the future.
It's great. Well, Victoria, just been great having you back on the show and to reconnect and to see what's going on with the property and optimal living, really. I just have to ask, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for the property?
Well, our other sister property, which I came from, the Cambridge Village of Apex, I know they're expanding. And one day we will have our phase two. So I'm excited to see what other things that we're going to offer or build or innovate on. I know we're really excited about having the community now open. We're actually moving in residence. We started a few weeks ago. So we're just excited to keep growing and to help keep impacting residents' lives in a positive way, helping to make our community stronger, more educated. I think it's a beautiful, rewarding job. And we have a wonderful team that's been with Cambridge for years. So I'm just excited to see what's to come.
That's awesome. And if somebody is watching this and they want to learn more and connect with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, you can visit our website at retirebriarcreek.com with an E. And also you can follow us on social media, of course, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can kind of get a more personal feel of the things that we offer for our residents, their families, and how we do community service projects. We're always trying to get involved in the community. I think that's important as well. So I hope people will learn and find out more about what makes the Cambridge at Briar Creek so awesome.
Fantastic. And for the audience, I will put all those links in the show notes so that you can just click on them and head right on over and check it out. And speaking of the audience, if this is the first time that you are experiencing or connecting with the Mission Matters platform, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, experts, and executives and having them share why they do what they do, like how they do it, what we can learn from it so that we can all grow together. If that's the type of content that you're into, or it sounds interesting or fun or exciting, then we welcome you to hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Victoria, really, it's been so much fun having you back on the show. So good to see you again. Thank you for coming back on.
I appreciate it, Adam. Looking forward to spreading the word. It's awesome.